This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Everybody's an expert. Everybody knows more than me. Isn't that sad? Well, that's why.
Well, you should come to terms with it. I was going to say, that's very self-aware of you.
Well,
I like self-awareness.
Self-protection as well as self-awareness. This is the DJV Show. I'm Doug Steffen. Unaware or simply unfathomably... What? What'd you say?
Unaware and unafraid.
That's me. Jennifer, why be afraid of what you don't know, right? I'm not a fear-based thinker. A lot of people are, but I'm not. Maybe it's because I'm oblivious. Is that your suggestion, Jennifer? That Dougie is oblivious. No, I'm not oblivious, actually. I'm aware. Thank you very much. Victoria Keelan's here. I'm aware of her presence.
You're just sort of like a dog, where you pick up on things that other people don't.
Would you like to give me an example of that?
You know, like animals pick up on things that humans can't? That's sort of like you.
Right. We have these new chickens at the farm. I forget the kind of chicken there, but they're the noisiest damn things. And they only make noise when the world is, there's four of them. And they run around the barnyard, and they make this wild screeching noise whenever anybody drives. I mean, they're great like a watchdog. Anybody drives into the yard, anybody's doing something different, or if the goats got out the other day, and they were running around the yard trying to chase the goats back into the pen. It's the strangest thing I've ever seen.
I feel like you've had a lot of escaped animals. Like, everyone's a fugitive from your farm. Is there something going on that, like, they're protesting and they're trying to break out?
No, they just find the most recent one. I have a friend who runs an ice cream shop down a couple of towns away, so He keeps four or five animals in his back pasture every year from me. And the other day they got out, and they got more attention than my cows did when they got out, because they're in a residential area. And, of course, they went into everybody's lawn and pooped everywhere. And
sure, everybody loved that.
Oh, yeah. Well, I think they thought it was fun.
What people don't understand about where Doug lives is that it's not, you know, like you find a farm usually with other farms around it, so people would be understanding of that. Doug lives in a fully suburban residential area. And
right.
And you have a lot of people with high-end houses that probably didn't expect that they're going to move in and get goat poop on their front yard.
But you know, they tell me when they move here, one of the reasons the real estate values here are so high is because I've saved all the open land. And I say that proudly, not like trying to be a smug jerk, but if it worked for me, this... I should run for president. This whole end of town would have been developed and overgrown or whatever, but I keep it like it was when I was a kid, and I was able to make deals with people to save the land, and that's what I've done. So anyway, there are a lot of high-end places around, and so, but they're used to the cows, they're used to me, they're used to the stuff, and so it doesn't make a big deal. But in some neighborhoods were this to happen, like this guy who's a couple of towns away, it would maybe be a cause of concern. But the police, because cows haven't gone out there for a couple of years, the police take it in stride. They actually had a lot of fun with it. And I think that's the way to do it. I mean, what the heck? So you get a little poop on your lawn. Who cares?
Is it cow poop, like, more than
very good.
A little?
Yeah. Well,
it's like a giant pile.
it's a modest amount, shall we say.
It's not like,
modest? I'd like to see yours, pal. That's not modest. That's
right. It's not like a chihuahua escaped and pooped on someone's yard. This is like a gigantic steaming pile.
Thank you for that.
Per cow.
There you go. That's that vivid description.
Right.
Speaking of vivid, Jennifer, why are all the military leaders in quarantine?
Because they came into contact with someone with COVID?
What?
Everybody at the White House has it. I mean,
the whole White House.
The military leaders are not in the White House. The military leaders are at the Pentagon.
I mean, here's the thing. Mark Milley is a member of the president's cabinet. So all of the members of the cabinet have been tested every single day out of an abundance of caution, which I would love to hear. And so obviously when he comes into contact then with the people under him, everybody's kind of quarantining right now. No one's tested positive in the military so far, but they're all just taking precautions, which is what people do. It's responsible. You come into contact with someone, then you know, you wait until you get a few negative tests.
Right?
Yeah, he's
Mike
still
Pence
negative.
Yeah.
He's been tested every single day. And speaking of Mike Pence, tonight
Yes, the vice president debate.
It's the big vice presidential debate. Usually these are kind of snooze fest, but I think this year's vice presidential debate actually has more on the line. First of all, people are just paying more attention this year, number one. Number two, with Trump's diagnosis, everybody's going to be looking at Mike Pence. With Joe Biden looking like he's comatose half the time, everybody's looking at Kamala Harris as someone who may take over for him.
She's no prize, I'll tell you that.
There's just more attention because people are actually realizing that these people are just a few steps away, maybe more than ever, from the presidency. So here's what we can expect tonight. It's happening all in Salt Lake City at the University of Utah. The moderator is going to be the USA Today Washington Bureau Chief. Her name is Susan Page. And again, I like the fact that they're having a sole moderator, especially with everything
that's
going on.
You keep telling my story. I got to take Daisy.
Yeah, is everybody okay? Yeah.
I was going to say, can you please help your dog?
I thought it was your stomach at first, so I'm glad that it's just the dog.
All right, keep going. I'll be right back. All right.
Okay, no problem. I'm sure it's really important. We should just talk about something else. And
I know, right?
When he comes back.
Totally.
The Dodgers won last night, by the way. The Lakers are close to beating the Heat. All right. So here's what's going to happen. On the stage, they are going to be 12 feet apart. Last time around, it was 7 feet. Now they're going to be 12 feet apart. One of them will be in Utah. The other will be in Nevada, I think, is how it's going to go. Be a very long stage. They also have both agreed now to plexiglass. At first, the vice president's team was like, well, we don't know if we like how that looks.
I was wondering about that. Okay.
Because they kind of had the impression that they were going to be boxed in, and the vice president was like, I don't know if we like that. But it actually doesn't look like it gets much attention at all. There are two plexiglass dividers that are in front of each candidate, so it's not as cumbersome, I think, as many people thought
it
might
be. So wait, so in front, not in between the two of them?
Kind of in between, to the side. Okay. So as they turn to look at each other, there's plexiglass there. There's also plexiglass protecting the moderator as well. So the vice president...
Who is the moderator?
It's Susan Page. She's the Washington Bureau Chief from USA Today.
Okay.
So she'll be doing the moderating, and they will have that shield up between them. Again, they were trying to argue about whether or not it was medically necessary or not being 12 feet apart. But, again, when you see how it's set up, first of all, I can't imagine it's providing that much protection just between the two of us girls because it's kind of just this round shield. And if it makes everybody feel better, and it's really not going to be in the way, I think it's going to be fine. I mean, it just is.
Well, then they're not
projecting
any spit or anything. So in case, you know, something happens, I get it. But aren't we kind of all, I don't know about in California, but in New York and some restaurants in New Jersey, the outdoor seating has plexiglass in between each table.
Yeah, some restaurants are doing that, but it's by choice. They're not required to.
We're kind of used to that now, I think.
I just saw someone, one of my friends at work showed me a place that we had, it was this bar that served some food. It's called Mr. Furley. It's very cute in Glendale. And he's like, look, I just went there and look what they've done. And outside, they've done these little plexiglass cubicles, which is, I think it looks cool and it's very private.
Mm-hmm.
So some people are doing that here, but I think that this debate is going to be much more substantive than we got the first time around. I think a lot of it is going to have to do with coronavirus at first. And I've read some reports about Kamala Harris out of her team. Mayor Pete Buttigieg is actually helping her prep. Pam Bondi, the former attorney general from Florida, is helping Mike Pence prep, playing the role of Kamala. But I think they're going to spend a lot of time on coronavirus. At first, Kamala was supposed to go for the jugular on Trump, but I guess since he's been sick, she was going to try to soften that approach.
Yeah, I read that too.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see what she really does now that he's back in the White House. Certainly, she's going to try to get the vice president to admit some of the misinformation that came out early on. I think he'll have a different spin on that since he really led the administration's fight on coronavirus. So it'll be interesting to see how this all plays out.
Yeah. And it starts at 9, right? 9 Eastern?
It starts at 9 o'clock Eastern. So for all of you on the East Coast, nice and late. For me, it's perfect. 6 o'clock on the West Coast.
Well, I guess that's why they must do it at 9 then. Because I was saying to Phil, our producer, earlier, I'm like, why can't they just start it at 8? Because in 9 to 10:30 on a school night, for us especially,
it's
we get up really early. That is really late. But I don't know if I would be able to stick it out for the whole thing. But I think from the beginning, I think we'll kind of get the gist of it. And I totally agree with you. I think we're going to get some real answers. I don't think we're going to get the interruption insanity that we had from the first presidential debate where I literally walked away. I just couldn't tell you what one candidate said, either Trump or Biden. I don't think any of them really got a full sentence out. And I know if that happens again tonight, which I don't think it will, but because I just don't think that that's Pence's personality. And I think Kamala knows how to, like, you know, I think she knows the audience.
I think she'll be tougher, definitely. She'll be
the aggressor.
I think she's a miserable example. The things she said about Biden are unforgivable when she went after him. I think that her true colors were shown, as far as I'm concerned, then.
The busing comment?
Just his whole, the whole demeanor, the disrespect she showed to him and his years of, so I just thought it was inexcusable. Meanwhile, I see some people following social media are referring to Pence's daughter as a liberal. Ooh. So
Pence's daughter?
She is socially liberal. He's described as inseparable. A lot of people are paying attention now.
Are you, is this characters. Going back to this book that you referenced earlier?
No. This is in the Independent today. The Mike Pence's family are described in the story as a prelude to tonight's debate. And apparently, one of the things is that he and his wife are inseparable, very, very close. And
mother.
His what?
He calls his wife mother.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
And a lot of traditional families kind of have done that over the years. I remember a family that was like my second family.
I've never heard of that ever.
Sam referred to his wife
my
as
grandfather
mother.
Called that to my grandmother.
Yeah, it's an old
I think it's cute, actually.
Yeah, old. And anyway, but this is the big bugaboo. He has a socially liberal daughter. Ooh. And apparently a famous rabbit. Too. He's got three children, Michael, Charlotte, and
Marlon Bundo. I've met Charlotte. She's really sweet and nice, if that's who
she's socially
about.
Liberal, though, Jennifer. How
but
can
what
you
does
talk
that
to
mean?
Her?
Good but what does that mean?
It means that she feels like I do, I would assume, that whatever goes on in your own life is none of anybody else's business.
She should have a chat with her dad, then.
Yeah, maybe.
they're the opposites.
Yeah. I'm very liberal when it comes to that. I don't have any interest in anybody knowing what's my business, none of your business. I'm fiscally very conservative. But socially, what goes on in people's bedroom and what goes on in their private lives is nobody's business.
Well,
get the
I don't
hell
think
out
anybody.
Of my life.
Right, I agree with that. I don't think anybody on the planet, as a parent, has more to deal with their daughter than Kellyanne Conway right now, because their daughter Claudia has become a TikTok star. She's 15. She recorded her mother saying that it was a whole back and forth about whether Kellyanne knew that Trump had COVID earlier before and that she also has COVID. Now Claudia, the daughter, has it. I think the husband, George, has it too. It's been this whole thing that's played out on TikTok. It's crazy. It's absolutely crazy. So, and yes, she wants to be emancipated from her parents, but I don't know if she's actually going to go through with that.
So there's a big Trump sign, Jennifer, along the 405. I was visualizing where that was down in the Sepulveda Pass. Jennifer apparently has exited.
She has left to go to her next job because she has 17 jobs a day.
That's right. Anyway, there's a big sign, if you haven't seen the picture of this, along the 405. The pass is when you go over the hill. From what they call the West
about
Side.
California, for anybody who doesn't know.
Yeah, we're talking about Los Angeles County. When you go to where Jennifer is on the other side of the hill, as you go down that pass heading toward Ventura, there's a huge Trump sign, which is pretty unusual.
Why is that news?
Well, because there are not a lot of Trump supporters in L.A. County. They're all down in Orange County. Hmm. There's not a lot of love for Trump in Hollywood land, if you will. 20 after the hour here on today's DJV program.
Have you gained the quarantine 15? Or maybe it's 20, 30, or even more by now? Well, you can get your weight back on track by using Calitrin. Just listen to what everyone is saying.
My name is Jessica. I'm from the state of Texas, and I've been taking Calitrin. I take it both for weight loss and for the health benefits. I have lost 50 pounds, and I take it every night to help me sleep, and I feel I'm better rested in the morning after I've taken it.
My name is John. I am from Lafayette, Louisiana, and I have lost 59 pounds on Calitrin.
Hi, this is Beth from Texas, and I've been using Calitrin and found that it has improved my life.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hey, Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame. He owed money to the IRS and they finally caught up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world. Then bada boom, bada bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you too. So call the Tax Relief Line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000 plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 866-657-8517. 866-657-8517. That's 866-657-8517.
Seven Nation Army from the White Stripes. When did we talk about them earlier? Didn't we talk about them earlier this week for some reason? I'm remembering that.
Not the White Stripes, but maybe Jack White.
Oh, okay. Well, the White Stripes get our attention now on the DJV program. Victoria and Doug, 23 and change after the hour. They're rolling out a greatest hits album, huh? The White Stripes have enough hits for a greatest hits album?
Sure. I know that's not your cup of tea, but yes. No.
This is Jack and Meg White.
Early 2000s, yeah.
Yeah. Highlights 26, the new greatest hits album. Highlights 26 of their iconic songs from their start in the late 90s to their MTV and Grammy success in the all through the 2000s, actually. So far, in keeping with classic White Stripes mystery, the band has revealed only one song, Ball and Biscuit. Let me crank this up a little. Let me sound a little
This is Hotel
Stones.
Yorba. Yeah. Ball and Biscuit
like
is not a song that I really like.
Yeah, but is this the sound like the Stones a little, don't you think?
A little bit. Like 60 Stones. Yeah, I can see
that. Yeah, right. Yeah, yeah. Additionally, as part of the compilation release, all the White Stripes music videos are going to be upgraded to high def and released on the White Stripes YouTube channel. That'll come in a month or so. Album available for pre-order on CD. What's 150? What is all this stuff?
Vinyl.
2XLP.
This is your language. How do you not
2XLP
know 150?
2XLP is not.
No, meaning it's 2LP, 150-gram vinyls.
No.
Albums.
Never
records.
When I was a jock, we talked about the records. That was it. Not vinyl. We never referred to it as vinyl.
Well, it is vinyl. That's
vinyl.
What you were playing back in the day.
Yeah, it was. That's true. Yeah, I still got some of them around, as a matter of fact. So there's a deluxe limited edition colored vinyl variant of the White Stripes' Greatest Hits, also available as part of the Third Man Records Vault package. It's number 46 for those of you who are getting down into the weeds. And apparently there are more special releases, Victoria, associated with the independent record stores that are releasing all of this stuff.
Yeah, Jack White and Third Man Records are really trying to help independent record stores that are really suffering right now.
Yep,
you know,
true enough.
Rough.
25 and change after on the DJV program. Music are a focus in each hour of the program during this portion of the program. So now we go to Green Day's Billy Joe Armstrong. Going to release the various covers he recorded like this one, Manic Monday. It's a good song. Crank this up, will you, Phil? This was part of what he's recorded during the lockdown. New album is called No Fun Mondays, out in November. He launched his No Fun Mondays quarantine series back in March at the start of all of this. Man, whatever you want to use as a word to describe it. With a rendition to Tommy James and the Shondells, I Think We're Alone Now. We heard this. I Think We're Alone. This is the, this, that song. Yeah, I think this is actually better. I've never been a big fan of Tommy James and the Shondells. I like this better than their version. Anyway, so let's see. What else has he got here? Cover a broad mix of songs, punk classics like Police on My Back, the classic rock like John Lennon's Give Me Some Truth, pop standards like the Bangles' Manic Monday. Let's see here. Mr. Armstrong says, while we've all been quarantined, I've been reflecting on the things that matter the most to my family, my friends, music, that sort of thing. I figure if we have to spend this time in isolation, at least we can be alone together. Interesting way of looking at it. So this album or the CD, whatever you want to call it, is available. No Fun Monday is available for pre-order. Limited edition baby blue colored vinyl pressing, vinyl records, plastic, going to be available in independent record stores. So there's a big push now, you're right, on these independent record stores. And the artists, thank heavens, are trying to shore them up.
Yeah, Paul McCartney
thing.
Did a special song. I think Elton John did something. It's really everyone is banding together trying to help.
Good thing. All right, that's the latest from Billy Joe Armstrong for you here on the DJB show at 28 past the hour.
In her address to the Republican National Convention, Kimberly Klasick touched on a truth that the GOP must address if they want to remain relevant in the years to come. I'm Jeff Charles, sociopolitical correspondent with LibertyNation.com. During her speech, Kimberly Klasick, who was running for Congress in Baltimore, said that she wants to see her city become, quote, an example to Republicans around the country that we can compete in our inner cities if we reach out to the citizens and deliver real results. The Republican Party has struggled to make inroads with the black community for decades. Some have argued that this is because black Americans are conditioned by the media and the Democrats. But the reality is that the GOP has failed to make a concerted and genuine effort to reach black voters at the local, state, and federal level. Until now. Klasick has the right idea. She has been pounding the pavement and interacting with potential voters ever since she started campaigning. Regardless of the outcome, she is setting an example for the rest of the party. The question is, are the Republicans ready to start courting black votes again? Learn more at LibertyNation.com. Conservative news where truth matters.
You probably don't think very often about support for your brain, but you should. Join the millions of people supporting their brain function with America's most popular brain supplement, Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild, age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Asthma symptoms can attack anywhere, like on a city street. Now you can get fast relief anywhere with new improved Primatene Mist, the only FDA-approved asthma inhaler available over-the-counter. So whether you need relief of symptoms at the park or at your kitchen table, Primatene Mist starts working quickly, opening up your airways to restore free breathing. For temporary relief of mild symptoms of intermittent asthma, use Primatene Mist and breathe easy again. Available at CVS, Rite Aid, and Walgreens.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A new poll is bringing good news for Democratic presidential candidate Joe Biden as Election Day nears. According to a Monmouth University poll, the former vice president has a 12-point lead over President Trump in Pennsylvania. While campaigning in Gettysburg, the former vice president continues to discuss the importance of masks.
It's estimated that nearly another 210,000 Americans could lose their lives by the end of the year. Let's end the politics and follow the science. Wearing a mask is not a political statement.
Delta has made landfall on the eastern Yucatan Peninsula as a downgraded Category 1 hurricane. Delta is expected to reach Louisiana late Friday or early Saturday. The Texas Gulf Coast could also see flooding. This is USA Radio News.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Amazon customer, 5 out of 5 stars. I'm quite happy about it. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs, and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. Dr. Sam Surreal. Good product and ingredients. Kept my blood pressure normal after mild heart attack in 2015. Switched to plant-based diet also to reverse atherosclerosis. John Bispico's, 5 out of 5 stars. Built up my immune system. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Going a little bit more in depth on one of our top stories of the day, Vice President Mike Pence and Democratic Vice Presidential nominee Senator Kamala Harris are set to square off in the only scheduled vice presidential debate on Wednesday. Taking a look back at some of the more memorable moments at vice presidential debates, we go back 4 years ago when vice presidential candidate at the time Mike Pence was debating Senator Tim Kaine.
It's important in this moment to remember that Hillary Clinton had a private server in her home that had classified information on it about drone strikes. Emails from the President of the United States of America were on there.
And there's also this moment in 2008 when GOP vice presidential candidate, then Alaska Governor Sarah Palin, was debating Democratic rival Joe Biden. Restaurant chain Ruby Tuesday filed for bankruptcy protection in Delaware as it seeks to stabilize its finances during the coronavirus pandemic. The Chapter 11 filing comes after the company reached an agreement with secured lenders to support a restructuring plan. The filing won't affect Ruby Tuesday's restaurants, as the chain will operate as usual while the firm attempts to recover from the unprecedented impact of COVID-19. More news online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Four after the hour on today's DJV program. Speaking of today, today's Wednesday, October the 7th. Victoria Keelan is here with me and all of you. Today is bathtub day. Although plumbing systems for bathing go back to 3300 before Christ, B.C. What does B.C.E. mean? I never B.C. I don't know what B.C.E. means.
Before the Common Era.
Before the Common Era. Thank you, Phil. Victoria didn't know that either, apparently.
Mm-mm.
Really? I didn't know that. No. B.C. means before Christ.
What is
for
BC?
Me.
I don't know. What does that
before
mean?
Before the common era. I think it means what's the same mean? As before Christ, if I'm not mistaken. Anyway.
Is that for
so,
atheists?
Well, yeah.
I'm being dead serious. Maybe it is.
Maybe it is. Well, you know, if you, the real calendar, the Chinese calendar has us in year 5486 or something. The Jewish calendar, it's the year 2672 or something like that. You know, it's only the Christian calendar which gets worked around somehow to be the controlling influence. In the Christian calendar, it's the year 2020. And even, you know, the whole thing about this, don't get me started. This so annoys me. The way that the Catholics overtook everything, including the fact that Jesus was a Jew, and if he did come back as reincarnated, first thing he'd do is go to the nearest temple, because he was a Jew. and how it is that this whole thing has become so contorted. This gets me, the only thing I ever saw that Bill Maher did that I liked was that movie Religiosity. Remember that?
Oh, that's a fabulous movie. Yep.
It really is. And it sort of hits the nail on the head when it comes to religion. Hey, listen, whatever makes you a better person, that's great. If you want to worship an idol, you want to worship a person, you want to worship a thing, whatever it is, it's nobody else's business. And that's what really annoys me about the value judgments that come from some of these short, mini minds that think everybody. I remember a fellow that I worked for who I really liked. He was a great, great friend and a mentor, and he helped me, and I worked for him for a couple of years. He said the world would be a better place, and he believed this, if the world, if everybody was Catholic and a Republican. That would be, that's nirvana for him. And his world has fallen apart because many of his closest friends were the biggest pedophiles in the Boston Archdiocese. And so when he found that out, his whole world crumbled because he believed in them. And I'm sure there are plenty of other people, too, who have. But it shows you the imperfections. And people still keep kind of making excuses for the foibles of humanity. People are, we're not perfect. And so to expect perfection or to have somebody think like the Pope is perfect. Pope isn't any more perfect than you and I are. It just happens that he's got an interesting job. And if you're fortunate, he sets the tone, like the current Pope is pretty cool. Sets the tone for a lot of good things. That's the difference between what real leaders. Remember, we had this conversation, I started on this toot a couple of years ago when we were really focused with bad leadership, and it's worse now than it ever has been. And I said the only real leader that I thought in the world that we could emulate or look to is the Pope. I don't even know if you can say that now. I mean, but again, there's no perfection. And I think I find Buddhism to be very appealing, frankly, and a lot of the tenets in it. I know that's anathema to people who are Christians, but, I go back to what my friend said. The world is not perfect because of Christianity or any other religion. It may be good for you, and if it's good for you, God love you. That's fine. Makes you a better person. But don't tell me how to believe. Who the hell are you to tell me what words to use, what thoughts to think, how to act? It's not your business. As long as I'm not doing anything to hurt you, get lost. Anyway, how did I get on to that from bathtub?
I don't know. I have no idea. Maybe the BC,
well,
the Christian.
It hit
thing?
Me, yeah. I mean, I guess it really annoys me when we, the people think the world just, it's all about Jesus and Christianity. And, yeah, important, of course. But is it the whole world around that? The people who say Jesus Christ is my Lord and Savior. If he is for you, fabulous. If loving Jesus and worshiping him, and I mean, I think he'd be very uncomfortable with it where he could be around today, actually. He shunned that in his real life.
Mm-hmm. Historically, people don't seem to, for someone
it made
that they...
This, created yeah. this creature out of this human being
right.
who
someone,
was a fabulous
claim,
healer. Yeah, go ahead.
And he was a big hippie. And so,
he was a
for
big
people
hippie.
Who, he was. I mean, for people who claim that he is everything to them, they haven't done a lot of research historically on him, it seems like.
People don't do that. They follow. People are followers. Yeah. They're not necessarily leaders. Anyway, back to bathtub day. Some sources claim the first...
Man, sometimes I just sit here and I'm like, what the hell? Where did I, how did I end up here?
How'd you get here? Exactly, right. In fact, your pal, what's his face? Anyway,
yes, yeah.
Right? Okay, mm-hmm. Bathtub day. Shall we finish this?
Sure.
Shall we finish? Let's go. Bathtub day is most likely based on a story made up by H.L. Mencken. Bathtubs can be either built in. I love bathtubs. I'd rather take a bath than a shower. I love sitting in the bathtub. I take long, long showers. People say to me that I'm with, come on, get out of the shower. I mean, I love standing in the shower, cleaning up, but it's
I
just
I have to take a shower
fun.
Before a bath, because if you're in the bath and you're dirty, that's just gross.
Well,
so I take a shower and then a relaxing bath. Yeah. It's a clean bath.
It
and
is. Yeah.
Cleaner. Yeah.
Well, I would do that after I jumped in the pool with a bar of soap, then get into the bathtub.
Right, yeah.
Anyway, bathtubs can be freestanding. I have the old, well, I don't have them in this house. The old house, I took the bathtub out of the original house that I lived in that was back in the, went back in the 1880s, that some of my favorite people were first bathed in, and we put that in the house that I built in 1980, and then when I moved out of there, I left it in the house. It was a Clawford bathtub, and that was really very popular in the 1800s, late 19th century. It was actually originated in Holland, and lost its popularity in the second half of this past century because of the built-ins. But you talk about gross. If you look at most, especially some of the older homes, that grayish-black crap that's in the caulk that's around the bathtub that seals it off, that's all bacteria. It's just gross. Yeah, you need to clean that stuff out of there. Sometimes you can do it with Lysol or really strong bleach, but that stuff is really, not only is it gross, but it's really dirty as well. All right, well, we spent 6 minutes on that. How about...
Who knew?
or related items of interest. Now, the hurricane, the latest, let's get that update, Victoria, from you on Delta, mm-hmm. a Category 4 storm. Where is it? What's it headed for?
Well, right now, it was a Category 4. It's in the Western Caribbean. It has weakened now to a Category 3, and it is sitting basically on top of Cancun, Mexico. This is actually the, even though it has weakened a bit to a Category 3, it might even be a 2.5, it is the strongest hurricane to strike Mexico's Yucatan Peninsula in at least 15 years. 15 years ago, they had a few storms that rolled through that just decimated Cancun and the tourist area there with the hotels and everything. So now this is Hurricane Delta is expected to hit the U.S. Gulf Coast starting late Friday. If it continues to move at the same speed, then the timing looks like late Friday. A lot of big waves, a lot of destructive winds, a lot of flooding. And so right now, people in the upper Texas coast, Louisiana and Alabama, are being warned to stay alert and stay apprised of all of the latest warnings and updates. So these storms can change. We know that. They can change quickly. This is a 110-mile-per-hour storm at this point in sustained winds. So hopefully it won't make it. It started at 145 miles per hour as a Category 4.
Good for that.
And it was, so thankfully the wind has died down. But, so we'll have to just keep everybody updated as this moves forward.
Yep. Well,
it's still
things,
the season.
I was going to say, we're coming to the end of the season, but yet there'll still be. We actually have had, how many storms? There have been over, more than the alphabet, right? Named storms.
This is the third. Yeah, Delta is now the third one of the Greek alphabet, which is like the secondary alphabet after we blew through everything else. So
is it Alpha, Beta, Delta? Or I thought there was something before Delta. No?
What was the C?
That's the question.
Yeah,
I don't know. It's
remember.
Alpha, Beta, but there's a C someplace in there. And
Chi? Is it Chi?
Chi. No, that's K. That's K-A-I.
I don't know.
So... All right, well, we don't know everything.
Thinking of. But anyway, yeah, so it's been a bad hurricane season. And,
Gamma. Phil says the third letter is gamma, like in gamma rays.
I thought gamma came after delta.
Listen, what do you want to
know? Gamma and then delta.
Gamma, delta.
I would trust Phil in this stuff.
Yeah, I would too. Phil is, a lot of people think he's from Hungary, but he's actually from Greece. Da 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 da. 44 after the hour. Coming up, a couple of more things. I was talking earlier about a sort of celebration or an anniversary, anyway, relating to this program. But there are other things going on in the radio world that are of interest and import, I think, to a lot of people. So we'll gather up our thoughts to that. Right now, my thoughts are aimed at helping you lose weight with America's number one way to lose that weight. It's simple. It's clean, no toxicity, and by the way, it is so popular now, a lot of people say, well, because, you know, they have to, they make this, or they put the formula together in American plan. This is all America. This product is all made in America. The formula comes from a doctor and three nurses who put this together about 24, 25 years ago. And so now, with the main ingredient being collagen protein, more and more people paying attention to that because we need it to keep our bodies together. If you're losing weight, I was talking about this, I think, earlier. You go on a crash diet, and you don't have the collagen, the protein, the collagen protein in your body. Body will fall apart. The muscle gets weak, and your body basically falls apart. You know exactly what I mean if you've gone on one of these crazy diets. So let's get to the point here. Losing lots of weight is important if you're way overweight, like sadly so many Americans are. The fix to the problem is found at toploss.com, the website, the official website for Calitrin. So get there, see what the stories are from so many of these people. This is the time before we get into winter. Get yourself in shape and shake off some of the weight that we're all talking about that we put on during COVID. Go to toploss.com. Use the discount code DJV on checkout. You don't have to pay for shipping. You have this fabulous deal they're continuing with. Buy three and get three free. You can get capsules or liquid form, no matter what. Get on the program. Stay on it. Because not only do you lose the weight, but you'll train your body to keep it off. Plus, there are a lot of other benefits. I just stay on it. I take four capsules every night before I go to bed, even though I've been through the program. It's just that good. Toploss.com. You hear me extol the value of virtue because it is a wonderful product. I'm proud to talk about it. Toploss.com for Calitrin. Discount code DJV at checkout.
Social distancing has made going to a conventional movie theater difficult, if not impossible. However, what had been an entertainment relic is now a rediscovered form of cinema. According to Mini USA, drive-in movies are the ideal event for anyone with a car, because drivers can enjoy a common experience with friends and family while still taking appropriate precautions. For a free guide with tips and fun facts on how to enjoy a drive-in experience, visit miniusa.com/drive-in.
If you want to hunt turkeys on your home turf this fall, you'll need a habitat that will attract them. And Michael Waddell, the creator of the Bone Collector series, says that your lawnmower can help. It can allow you to build out a plot of land that's friendly for turkeys to nest, feed, and hide from other predators. For more of Waddell's secrets, check out Xmark's free new video, Backyard Life Turkey Habitat Tips, at backyard.xmark.com. That's backyard.xmark.com.
All right, so a couple of quick things to acknowledge. I was talking earlier about we start this week with the 33rd year of me doing a syndicated morning radio program. A couple of other quick things. Radio will actually turn 100, Victoria, next month.
Wow.
And so with that, there will be a lot of celebrations of people who have not been around as long as I have. maybe I'll celebrate a different way. I'll tell you who's celebrating. Howard Stern, God love him. He's just signed a new deal worth $120 million next year with SiriusXM.
Good for him. I mean, he keeps getting
66.
Deals.
Yep. His contracts, he was $80 million at first, then it was $90, then it was $100. Last year was $110, this year it's $120.
How long is this contract for?
Every year he negotiates. Well, this is a 5-year deal, but
so
it increases every year.
That.
God love him.
Yeah.
Anyway, all right, so quick news update on Jonathan Pryce. What's going on there?
Well, that case, which we haven't really talked about here, but this is now making national news. Jonathan Pryce is a black man from Texas. He broke up a fight between a man and a woman. He was basically protecting the woman. A white cop showed up. He's 22. He's new on the force. Shot and killed Jonathan Pryce. And so now that cop has been charged with murder. So we'll keep you up to date on the developments.
Yeah, good. The guy, look at the guy. You can see he doesn't know his elbow from his you-know-what. 10 before the hour.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often, the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process, called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now, 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Here on the DJD program with our Wednesday overview of movie moments. This is the theme music from the Jurassic Park movies, and because Chuck likes to have movie music to celebrate somebody's birthday, I think that the Tyrannosaurus X has turned 7,832 years old.
That's a good one, Doug. I think we've been doing this for like 26 years. That's the first time I laughed.
Oh, no, it isn't. That's not true at all. You have laughed plenty of times, and I laugh at your cornball stuff as well, so please, give us a break.
It's not a birthday. This is we're going to beat the same drum, and I got to tell you, this is not a good feeling for me as a movie fan.
Jurassic
a lot of
Park,
other people.
The new movie gets put off until next year? Come on, really?
It gets put off from summer 2021 to summer 2022.
Wow, why?
Because they're still filming, and they evidently, I guess the bean counters upstairs at Universal most likely believe that we're going to be facing the same landscape all throughout 2021 as we are in 2020. Am I wrong? I don't think I'm wrong.
Because the country will, will go to hell in a handbasket if we get another year of this stuff. I don't think so.
I agree, but I can't see what else is on their mind. Yeah, I mean that's not a Christmas 2021 release. That's basically 2 years from now. That's a long time.
Yeah. So what is this stuff? I want to ask you a question about, and this is not a movie question, a TV question. There's a rumor around that the audience at Saturday Night Live gets paid. Have you heard anything about that?
I read that story. No, they read the story for they paid them. For the broadcast that they're setting, $150 a piece that sat in the audience. I don't know if that's commonplace. I don't know if that's commonplace or they just
no, I never
thought
did.
It. I don't know the answer.
Have you ever been on a television? Have you ever gone to a television show or the set of a movie? Have you ever been on the set of a movie?
Yeah. No, I have not.
It's pretty fascinating to watch what goes on. It really is. But you're right. Hollywood is facing a financial crisis like they've never seen before because of the delay. Now, there are television shows that are back. I told you about my friend Tucker, who's the lead in this new show for NBC called Debris. John Hamm is another one who's got a new TV show out. Actually, he's working on a couple of them. No, this is a movie that he's filming in Detroit. He and my son are friends, so I know what's going on with him. I know he's gone to Detroit to film a movie. So the action has started anyway. So we may have
To some extent. But here's the landscape we're in. Regal movie theaters are closed. Cinemark and AMC now open weekends only. Primarily, 70% of the product is older catalog titles. Here's an upbeat story. I'm going to give you an upbeat story, Doug. Cobra Kai, which is a Karate Kid sequel series, which aired two seasons on YouTube Red. Netflix bought that series, are currently airing now, 1 and 2. It has become the highest-rated Netflix show this season. It is a terrific, tremendous entertainment, in my opinion. Ralph Macchio, who played Daniel LaRusso in that, is the star, along with William Zabka, who played the character of Johnny, who was a villain in the first film, and they sort of flip it where he's sympathetic and you sort of root for his character. He does some really good work.
It's
season
phenomenal.
3 will air on Netflix in this January, and they already renewed it for season 4.
We'll talk about it a little bit, because I don't know anything about it. The two of you seem to know it.
We binged the entire two seasons, and the third season's coming out, I think, in October. Is that right, Chuck?
January.
Sometime in January. Okay. So it's so compelling. Even if you didn't watch the Karate Kid movies, which I had forgotten that I'd seen the two of them, really, or I know there were three, but the first two I'd forgotten about. And then when you see the way that this is set up, they have flashbacks that make everybody feel like you know everything you need to know. And Chucker's totally right. The Johnny character, who was the bad boy villain, is really kind of the star, and he's such a great character. It's so enjoyable. Doug, I think you would like it. If you like the Karate Kid movies, this is definitely every single buddy, everyone, and all of our friends, our family members, we're all so into it. It's great.
Yeah.
All right.
And what they did right is the showrunners have a love for the original film. It shows. They studied it, everything, the nuances about it, the themes of it. It's all this. And it's like Victoria said, it is really good stuff, very entertaining.
So speaking about entertainment, could there be a movie about Eddie Van Halen who's passed? Is that a movie?
It would have to be the whole band.
It would.
Because he wasn't the singer. He was a phenomenal guitar player, but it wouldn't be enough without the band story.
Mm-hmm. Well, I just wonder, in this era of finding these tribute movies to the stars,
if
that's
something... It'd be a good story. They had a lot of drama.
That's why I asked it, because I think it would be a pretty good story. Yeah, something to think about anyway. Chucker, thanks for being here as usual, laughing at my joke. Very nicely done.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.